Alaska reaches a historical milestone this week. On March 30th, 150 years ago, America signed a treaty to purchase Alaska from Russia. Seward's Day commemorates the man who brokered the $7.2 million deal, then Secretary of State William H. Seward. While critics called the deal Seward's folly, the treaty would forever change the history of the region. After the transfer, Sitka, then called New Archangel, was Alaska's capital. The city is commemorating the 150th anniversary with a week of events. There's a youth variety show, a concert of Russian folk music, and an art exhibit at Sitka National Historical Park. Here's Park Ranger Ryan Carpenter.
The idea behind this is to give artists the opportunity to be able to voice their perspectives on the impacts of the Treaty of Cession and the transfer on the Alaska Native people and people in general throughout the state. And so there are paintings, sculptures, some beadwork, some digital art.
Poetry will line Totem Trail, which leads to the battleground where the Kiksati clan clashed with Russian forces. Sitkins regard their history with mixed emotions, and for many, the legacy of the transfer is a painful one. Organizers are calling it a commemoration rather than a celebration, and commemorating with a variety of agencies to capture different perspectives. Pat Alexander is a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood and also serves on the board of the Sitka History Museum.
For 150 years, we have read the history of the transfer of Alaska from a non-Native point of view, and this will be an opportunity for people to hear that story from a different perspective.
This week is just the beginning for Sitka. The city is preparing to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the transfer ceremony on October 18th.